I'm Mike Rush, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem reporting for Sidetrap Israel. Welcome to another episode of Sidetrap Israel, an automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This Sidetrap was generated on Sunday, the 3rd of May 2026 at 2026 Israel time, 1726 UTC. Hezbollah rockets Avim as Israel doubles fighter jet fleet and Trump reviews Iran peace plan. Hezbollah launched several rockets at the northern Israeli community of Avim on Sunday afternoon. The IDF intercepted one projectile and is reviewing the results of additional interceptions. No injuries were reported. The attack came as Israeli troops continued operating south of the forward defense line in southern Lebanon, where soldiers from the multidimensional unit killed two armed Hezbollah operatives who posed an imminent threat. Over the past 24 hours, troops located dozens of weapons, including Kalashnikov rifles, machine guns, and anti-tank missiles. The IDF also published footage of strikes on Hezbollah gunmen identified near its forces. The Lebanese Ministry of Health reported 5 injured, including 4 paramedics, in Israeli airstrikes on Srifa, and Israeli forces carried out large explosions near the town of Shama. The IDF issued new evacuation orders for residents of 11 towns and villages in southern Lebanon, including areas beyond its current zone of occupation. Now, turning to the regional sections. In Lebanon, Hezbollah's military media issued multiple statements claiming attacks on Israeli forces, including a rocket barrage on a gathering of vehicles and soldiers in Al-Kantara, a drone strike on a Naima vehicle in Al-Bayada, and a drone strike on a surveillance camera at a command headquarters in the same area. The group also claimed to have targeted gatherings of Israeli soldiers in Nakura with 2 waves of attack drones and released footage of an April 30th FPV drone strike on an Israeli Naima APC in Bin Jebel. On the diplomatic track, Lebanese Army Chief Rodolphe Haykal met with U.S. General Joseph Clearfield in Beirut to reinforce the fragile ceasefire monitoring mechanism. Hezbollah MP Hassan Fadlallah, meanwhile, vowed the group would thwart Lebanon-Israel talks, calling resistance a national and irreplaceable option. Hezbollah also warned the An-Nahar newspaper against incitement. In Gaza, an Israeli court extended the detention of 2 Gaza flotilla activists by 2 days. Saif Abu Keshek, a Spanish national, and Thiago Avila, a Brazilian national, are accused of assisting the enemy during wartime and membership in a terror group. The activists appeared in court in Ashkelon, where their lawyer alleged mistreatment during transfer, and argued the arrest lacked jurisdiction. Spain and Brazil condemned the detention as illegal. Elsewhere, Israel threatened to resume the Gaza war to force disarmament, as the truce frays. Palestinian factions rejected U.S.-backed plans linking aid to weapons surrender, demanding a clear political path forward. The IDF said it destroyed kilometers of terror tunnels in the northern Gaza Strip, clearing what it called the Yellow Line. Moving to the West Bank, 4 Palestinians were charged with planning ISIS-inspired attacks across Israel, including targets at Jerusalem's Damascus Gate and the settlement of Kiryat Arba. The suspects allegedly watched Islamic State videos online and learned how to fire weapons and make bombs. In Jerusalem, 21 people were arrested for attempting to sacrifice a baby goat on the Temple Mount, the latest in a series of attempts to revive animal sacrifice at the site. And a rehabilitation center for wounded soldiers will open in the Binyamin region, the first of its kind in Judea and Samaria. On the multilateral track, the Pentagon confirmed plans to withdraw 5,000 troops from Germany, with President Trump vowing to cut a lot further. The drawdown deepens a rift between the US and Europe over the Iran war and tariff tensions. Senior Republicans criticized the plan. The United Kingdom successfully tested new Skyhammer interceptor missiles in Jordan, designed to neutralize Shahed drones and low-speed missiles. In Iran, President Trump is reviewing Iran's 14-point peace proposal, delivered via Pakistani mediators, but expressed skepticism that it would lead to a deal. Trump warned that strikes could resume if Iran misbehaves. The proposal reportedly calls for a comprehensive end to the war across all fronts, including Lebanon, and the lifting of the U.S. naval blockade. Iran's foreign ministry said the U.S. conveyed its view on the proposal through Pakistan, and Tehran will study it and respond, adding that there are no nuclear negotiations at this stage. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi discussed ways to end the war with German Foreign Minister Johann Waterfall, and also spoke with his Omani counterpart about regional developments. Domestically, Iran executed Mehrab Abdollahzadeh, convicted of killing a security forces volunteer during the 2022 protests. First Vice President Mohammad Reza Aref praised the oil industry's wartime performance. A senior aide to the Supreme Leader ridiculed Trump's threats of famine, calling them ignorant of political economy, and more than 55,000 Iranian pilgrims were reportedly deprived of Hajj due to U.S. sanctions. On the maritime front, a bulk carrier was attacked by multiple small craft 11 nautical miles west of Sirik, near the Strait of Hormuz. The crew is safe and no environmental impact was reported. The incident marks at least 24 attacks in and around the strait since the war began. Elsewhere, Starlink Internet is bringing new opportunities to some in Yemen, though access remains uneven. In the UK, synagogues, schools, and other Jewish community centers have begun hiring former British soldiers for protection amid a wave of anti-Semitic violence following a stabbing in Golders Green on April 29. Green Party leader Zach Polanski condemned a vile anti-Semitic caricature published in The Times, which appeared to depict him with a hooked nose. And UK Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander said the government must address the online breeding ground of anti-Semitism and did not rule out banning some protests to protect the Jewish community. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchange in southern Lebanon has flattened compared to the prior 48 hours, when Hezbollah attacks and IDF strikes were escalating in frequency and geography. The Avivim rocket salvo and the killing of two Hezbollah gunmen south of the forward defense line represent a continuation of the same pattern. Hezbollah probing with standoff fires and drones, IDF responding with targeted ground raids and airstrikes, but the intensity has not spiked further. The absence of IDF casualties and the limited scope of Hezbollah's claims suggest both sides are operating within a mutually understood, if fragile, escalation ceiling. On the information environment, two competing narratives are crystallizing. The US-Israeli camp frames the Iran peace proposal as unserious and insists military pressure is working. Trump's skepticism and the F-35 and F-15 fleet doubling are the public face of this. Hezbollah and Iran push a narrative of steadfast resistance and diplomatic openness simultaneously. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest around the peace proposal. The U.S. dismisses it. Iran says it is studying a U.S. response, and no third party has seen the text. And the synthesis, the doubling of Israel's F-35 and F-15 fleets is not a response to the current Lebanon front, but a hedge against a future round with Iran that the Israeli security establishment believes is inevitable, regardless of the peace proposal's fate. The decision, approved while Trump reviews the proposal, signals that Israel is preparing for a long-term, high-intensity air campaign against Iran's nuclear and military infrastructure. A counter-reading is that the purchase is a routine procurement accelerated by wartime urgency, but the specific choice to double, not incrementally expand, the stealth and heavy strike fleets points to a strategic bet that the Iran file will reopen kinetically within the next 12 to 18 months. The U.S. troop withdrawal from Germany reinforces this. It frees up resources for a potential CENTCOM surge while signaling to Europe that Washington will not be constrained by alliance politics in its Iran policy. And now the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three indicators to watch. First, check the Sentinel-1 IWGRD pass over southern Lebanon, Orbit 21, descending around 1530 UTC on May 4th. For new IDF earthworks or vehicle tracks south of the forward defense line near Chamar and Srifa. Second, review Lloyd's MIU advisory for the Strait of Hormuz on May 3rd and 4th for any updated risk rating or exclusion zone expansion following the bulk carrier attack west of Sirik. Third, monitor the Telegram channel War Monitors posting cadence on May 4th for any spike in reports of IDF artillery or airstrikes in the Nakoura to Al Bayada corridor. Now the predictions, starting with the status quo lens. Within 24 hours, Hezbollah will claim at least one additional attack on IDF forces in southern Lebanon, but no Israeli casualties will be reported. Before the next U.S. business day on May 5th, the White House will issue no formal acceptance or rejection of Iran's peace proposal, maintaining the current reviewing posture. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 10th, with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange, with low confidence. Now looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. Within 48 hours, an IDF airstrike will kill a mid-ranking Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon, triggering a retaliatory rocket barrage deeper into northern Israel. By May 7th, Iran will publicly reject the US counterproposal conveyed via Pakistan and announce a resumption of 60% uranium enrichment, citing the failed diplomacy. and within 72 hours, a U.S. Navy vessel will be targeted by an Iranian proxy in the Strait of Hormuz, leading to a U.S. strike on an IRGC Navy fast attack craft base. That concludes this SITREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_SITREPs. This is Mike Rash, signing off from Jerusalem.